Good morning. The wave of low pressure that brought showers and a few scattered thunderstorms late yesterday and last night across the region is now departing off the eastern seaboard. We will continue to see a few scattered showers as the front associated with this system is still draped across our region. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy to start the day, and it'll be a bit muggy with areas of fog and temperatures generally in the 50s. The next wave of low pressure will head in our direction from the Ohio Valley, and scattered showers will turn into a steadier rain, especially from I-90 and points south for the afternoon hours. Temperatures out ahead of this system should push into the lower to mid-60s for daytime highs. There is the chance of a rumble of thunder with this system as it passes through, especially in southernmost New York and New England. On Friday, we'll see the last in this series of disturbances pass through and off the eastern seaboard. We still run the risk of scattered showers along with it, otherwise skies will be mostly cloudy. It'll turn windy with the wind flipping around to the northwest, driving in cooler air. Temperatures will stay in the middle and upper 50s for daytime highs or even drop during the latter portion of the day. A cooler start to the weekend, though with sunshine, we'll see readings push into the middle and upper 50s during the afternoon. Clouds will start to move in as a disturbance approaches, which will bring us a chance of showers late Saturday night. Right now, it looks like Sunday will dry out and skies will remain mostly cloudy. Still, temperatures will find their way into the mid-60s. Another area of low pressure in what will be a series of disturbances will head our way for the early to mid part of next week, so we'll put scattered showers and thunderstorms back into the forecast for Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Behind this system, a chance of showers on Wednesday in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front spanning from the northern mid-Atlantic west to Michigan and southwest to the central and southern plains will be the focus for organized thunderstorms through the end of the week. The Storm Prediction Center has identified portions of the mid-Atlantic and Ohio Valley and then into the lower Mississippi Valley as having at least a marginal risk for severe storms. The main hazards with the severe thunderstorms will be frequent lightning, severe wind gusts, hail, and perhaps a couple of tornadoes. Much of the same area will likely have excessive rain and increasing flooding potential. The heavy rain associated with the thunderstorms will produce numerous areas of flash flooding over this region. Many streams may flood, potentially affecting larger rivers. Also in the warm sector, south of the front, there's the chance for record-breaking minimum temperatures into Thursday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with drizzle and fog, 37 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 17 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 54, 100% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 10 at Bodie, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with showers moving in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 58, that's 5 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.31 inches for the month, which is 0.64 of an inch below normal. And 7.73 inches for the year, which is still 3.22 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888, and the record low, 27, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:54 p.m., 14 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy today with showers likely this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. More rain tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 60s. More rain tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. More rain tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid-60s. More rain tonight and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, windy and turning cooler in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday in the upper 50s. Partly sunny in the mid-60s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Monday, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of a few showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the middle and upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers on Wednesday and highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.